Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 45. Does that drink dirty enough for you?
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. I'm King Baby Duck.
I'm Blue Onyx. Anybody else? Nope. They're just doing a pointing fucking job.
Again?
Yes.
They did this last time. What the fuck? Oh, for fuck's sake, come on. There's no rock, paper, scissors.
What? Not beginning.
Oh!
Looks like you gotta do it.
I'm Anvil.
And I'm Darkheart.
And if you switch that around and get it correctly, it's the Bastard Brigade.
Okay. Well, like, when did you become a Muslim wife?
Wait, shut up, you have no privileges. Don't touch him, you're not allowed. This is my bitch.
Yeah, you're like, you're seeing my face right now. Oh, I'm sorry.
You're not allowed to show your face.
Yeah, this is in France. You don't get time to wrap your face.
I feel like I'm one of those like little guys from Star Wars going, Martini!
Go back to Planet Hoth.
Okay, well, Blonick's wearing one of my blankets because he's a little sleepyhead.
And I'm fucking cold.
So if he doesn't say anything, it's just because he's sleeping. If you hear snoring in the background,
or if you hear a loud thud, it's me falling on the floor.
That's just me trying to push him out of the chair because I think it's really hilarious.
I'm going to break it something.
Yes,
I'm gonna break it something.
By the way, how's your songwriting going?
Just lovely. DJ Hogard is on its way out there, I guess.
Did you get my suggestion on how to distribute them?
Yeah. What was it?
Yogurt containers.
Yogurt containers.
Like a thumb drive like this, like. Inside a yogurt container that you open up.
No, I was thinking about the actual Go-Gurts, but except that I would paste the H over the G.
Well, H to the Izzo?
Yes.
H to the Izzo.
The only problem is I haven't made any like lyrics to my songs yet. I'm trying to.
I got a lyric for you right here. Yo, listen to this. Yo, rubber dub dub, throw me in the tub. And if you think what I'm thinking, then they did more than a scrub. Yeah, you know, yo, that's the hotness right there. Over Dynasty. Wu-Tang!
Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with! Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with! Wu-Tang Clan ain't nothing to fuck with! But yeah, we're just goofing off here. Let's get on to something that I'm very excited about. We have an anime review that I think we're actually unanimous about!
Yes! An anime review that we're actually all going to say something
unanimous
about.
When you mean three people that watch it while the other one slept?
Oh, you actually slept.
Oh, yeah, you actually sounded asleep.
No, I actually did find it funny.
I do want to talk about Blue's music career for 1 second.
Okay.
Because unfortunately his music career, you know, is DJ Hogart, is just like DJ AM, dead in the water.
Oh!
DJ, DJ Gogurt?
Douchebag.
Oh, boo.
Yo, Britney Spears wants to sign you. Yo, look what happened to Kevin Federline. Yo, you're going to be as big as Kevin Federline.
I'd rather take the K-Fish.
You have two children with her. Get fat. Go on a celebrity show.
I'm sure Kanye West can help you out. Still not winning an Emmy.
You beat him out for a Grammy.
And then he'll run on stage.
Yo,
and
exactly. Hell yeah. He'll be like, yeah, that was because of me. I got that Grammy. That's my Grammy. I should be in the spotlight.
That's when I'd walk up and just snap your neck.
Push him off the stage. Go join your mom. She's the one that wanted all that Botox and plastic surgery. Come on. All
right, let's talk about the Sergeant Frog.
Yes, Sergeant Frog. Space frogs invading Earth to try and conquer it, but can never get a proper plan right, or they're just too lazy, or they're just eating lots of cookies.
Or they're just too stupid.
They just daydream and jerk off a lot. That's what I feel.
Sounds like a 12-year-old boy.
He seems to have fixed up in like 2 seconds.
Yeah. But what were your thoughts on this show? Because I discovered this a few months back, and I found it probably one of the funniest shows I've ever seen in my life.
The one thing I don't get about this show is the ghost lady that appears in the show.
That gets explained in a later episode.
Like they talked about her for like a little bit. They described her, but yet they just walk in. It's like they kind of ignore her. Like, she doesn't even exist.
Yeah, she floats around and jerks off in the corner.
She floats around and pretty much masturbates in the corner.
And then follows people around for no apparent reason. Like, she just sits there and is like, hi, how you doing?
I'm over here. Come on. Notice me. Aren't you scared? Come on.
I mean,
come on.
Somebody's got to notice.
I'm probably scarier than M. Night Shyamalan's last movie. No. Come on.
Lady in the Water?
Yeah.
She was the Lady in the Water.
Which was terrible, by the way.
Yeah.
Which sucked because I like Paul Giamatti.
That was the only good thing in the movie. That was the only good thing in the movie, Paul Giamatti.
I hate Paul Giamatti.
He was at least able to yell at everybody in the fucking movie.
Which actually kind of reminds me why I'm kind of afraid to see The Last Airbender, because M. Night Shyamalan is directing it.
Well, Jordan is, I think he might do good with this, he just can't do horror.
Maybe.
But it's not really horror, it's more like, what the fuck is this ending?
Yeah, well, remember, The Village, he was supposed to be scary.
The Village? Let me tell you, I saw that shit a mile away. Mm-hmm. I saw that ending a mile away.
Stevie Wonder saw that movie a mile away.
All right, let's get back to that
when we go into the movie section. Okay. But
Sergeant Frog, really good show. It's funny as hell.
What I like about it is, even though the English dub was changed to fit with more of the American audience, they managed to do well with it in regards to the actual plot of the show.
Yeah.
Whereas when you watch something like Shin Chan, When they dubbed that show, they changed the whole plot line of every episode. It wasn't the exact same thing as the Japanese version. That's why when the DVDs came out over here in America, there was no Japanese dub on it. It was just the English version.
Yep. Matter of fact, they just do that with every single anime. They always change, like, when they do the dubbing and stuff like that. Naruto.
Yeah.
Believe it!
It's still the same plot. With Shin-Chan, everything is completely different.
I don't know. I just think they should just do the actual dubbing from the Japanese show itself. They should just do the actual dubbing instead of changing everything.
That's the problem is that you're going from Japan to English, and there's going to be a lot of shit lost in translation.
Yeah.
I mean, that's really fucking hard to do. I mean, one thing over there could mean 20 fucking things over here.
Yeah,
or
true.
20 things, like, one thing over here could mean 50 fucking things over there.
Right.
It's ridiculous.
True.
Right. Which is why I'm happy that they did such a phenomenal job on the English script here.
Yeah, they did. The jokes made sense, and they were really funny, and especially when they did the subtitling to go along with it, too.
Yeah.
It made it funnier, you know?
Hey, I'm sorry I was kind of a little bit out of it, but was there fan service? I mean, I noticed there was the girl in the skirt, but I didn't think that there was boobage.
Not yet. We didn't get to the swimming episode yet.
Okay, here comes the fan service.
But, Anvil, what are your thoughts on this
show? Seeing that he's the hater of all haters above animation and anime.
Ha, 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 ha.
Holy shit.
Ha, ha, ha. So, five paws.
No, you got it wrong. Ha. Ha 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 ha.
Oh, it's Morse code. It's Morse code.
Yeah, but the second one's a little bit higher.
Oh. So, like, laughing at it or laughing with it? Alright, we'll take it with it.
With it. This was a show that Anvil actually enjoyed.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, after we're done recording the show, he said he wants to watch more of it.
I want to see whether it was in writing or audio, because there is no proof to that one.
I heard it.
I heard it.
I'm a witness.
Same here.
Three out
That's
of...
That's hearsay.
Hearsay, my balls.
Don't you mean heresy?
No. Hearsay in the courts. Heresy is somebody who would take over and fucking lead something.
Oh,
and
that's like a giant
non-douchebaggish way.
Now, what were your thoughts on the two frogs that you saw so far? Because we watched the first two episodes. We had Kiroro and we had Tamama.
I like the frogs. I especially like the frog that came later.
Yeah, Tamama. He's one of my favorites. I bought a little big plushie of him at Anime Boston.
It's little. Big head.
Little
Just
big head.
Just like the king.
Little big
Fuck
head.
Fuck you.
Like Papa.
But I mean it with all the love of a brother.
I'm going to steal this line from, like, C-Lab, but it's so cute I want to fuck it in the face.
Get in line. I just did that in the bathroom.
Oh, you sick fucker. You beat me to it.
What I love about Tamama is he looks so adorable, but he is a psychotic motherfucker when you...
It's like... And what was cool about him is that he got paired up with a character that is pretty much just like him.
That's what I like. You know? That's what I like most about Tamama. It's not like he was paired up with someone that's the complete opposite. Mm-hmm. He's paired with someone that shares the same wavelength as him.
Exactly.
He's like a fat Polish guy at a Polish festival, full of gas.
Yeah, okay. Because, well, the thing is, when he drinks lots of sodas, he farts a lot.
Don't take that personally, all the Polish people that are listening to this right now.
Hey,
I will tell you Anvil's address, his number,
anybody
and you can go after him yourself.
Hey, anybody that sees...
And just to let you know, it was not a black guy. The black guy is talking right now.
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Fuck you, anyway, allegedly.
All you have to do to find Anvil is down in Union Street. He's whoring himself out daily.
Excuse me. Anvil is partially taken.
At least he's
partially.
Getting his money.
Partially. Yeah, emphasis on the partially.
Half the penis on one side is used for that woman, and the other half, that's for slutting around.
Look, I'm dating somebody, I'm just not in a relationship.
Right.
Yes, there is no balls deep quite yet. Anyway,
did you hear that?
And to defend the whole Polish thing, it's if you've eaten enough kielbasa, sausage, and sauerkraut, we all know what that does to your ass. Especially that sauerkraut. Ooh.
Yeah.
Come on, fermented cabbage.
I'm sorry, that's not going to save you, Anvil.
Actually, they understand, though.
They're going to kill you. They're coming after. They're going to kill you.
All right, so...
They're going to gas you like...
All right,
what else can we say about Sergeant Frog here?
I love how they managed to fit a lot of good American references into this stuff. Like in episode 2, you heard the Charles Manson gets a commune, but I get nothing. Which is basically what a line that a lot of people can relate to. A crazy nut job gets a shitload of followers, and I get shit.
Especially ones that will fucking kill tons of people for you.
I have a lot of followers. I'm a football player. We have fans.
Yeah.
Technically counts.
Okay, fine.
There we go.
As I say, my black ass has a lot of followers.
No, you have worshippers, remember?
No, he has followers. They just wear hoods.
And snuggies.
Snuggies!
I'm sorry, they were snuggies, I apologize.
Heck yeah. Yo, okay. Those blankets freaking rule. You know what? I used to have a different opinion on that, but I actually want those freaking blankets.
Duct tape! Ooh.
But I wound up buying this show, Sergeant Frog, after I watched the 18th episode.
After it took you that long?
It took me. Specifically, there was a joke that one of the other characters tells, and it's my favorite joke ever. The aristocrat joke.
Tell us the joke real quick.
It's a PG version of it. Okay.
Tell us the dirty version.
Oh, fine. A man and his family walk into a talent agency. He goes to the talent agency and goes, I have a great idea for an act. It stars my wife and my two kids. Talent agency goes, okay, let's see it. So they get right into it and they start fucking each other and shitting each other and they do a lot of crazy stuff. And then the talent agency goes, that's a hell of an act. What do you call it? And the father goes, the aristocrats. That's the short version.
If you hear the long version, you'll probably be puking your fucking guts out.
Go onto YouTube, type in Gilbert Gottfried Aristocrat Joke. That's the best version.
If you could stand the fucking annoying voice, the guy who does the duck for fucking Aflac. Aflac!
I can't stand. I can't stand him. I just.
Have you ever heard his? Have you heard his real voice? It's creepy.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. I'm gonna kill you.
Yeah, between Gilbert Godfrey and Paul Giamatti, those two creep me out.
Getting back to Sergeant Frog, what do you give for a rating? Because basically everybody knows what I gave it. Dark Heart's got the two thumbs up
and a gunshot.
And a gunshot, which means. Boom! Bang bang! It's a sharpshooter of a show.
That's right. In the words of Cactus Jack, ba bang!
Oh lord.
That's right. Bang bang!
Oh. I know this doesn't look right. If I could get the other one up in the middle.
Was that? I think those two were two.
I think he gave an Al Qaeda.
Al Qaeda approval! There's a stamp.
He looks like he just jumped the border. Into Arizona.
Uh-oh! Which means he's going back over the border. Yes. On a catapult.
Yep, on a catapult.
In a cave.
So, Anvil, what are your thoughts?
It's anime. I will not...
He will not confirm or deny.
Come on.
He's gonna mention it being vagetastic.
Come on.
I give it a Zoro snap. Z formation.
That was spectacular.
That was great.
Fabulous.
Okay, Tom is doing it for you.
Yeah, there you go.
He's got the two thumbs
up.
No.
That looks like the DX suck it. Yeah. He's like, fuck it, suck it.
No, do you want to remind me of?
What the hell? He's raping the doll. What the hell is he doing?
He's milking the Shiba.
He's double. All right. He's double masturbating himself.
Okay. Anvil gives it two thumbs up.
No,
while masturbating.
Little doll does, but I don't.
I give it two dicks.
But he speaks for you.
He does.
He does.
Yes.
In regards to anime.
Yes, he gives it two farts.
Okay.
But no, it was a good anime. Two thumbs up, definitely.
And we'll be watching more of it after we're done.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Allegedly.
It's been confirmed.
Yes.
No, it's been confirmed. We're not going to watch it afterwards. Let's continue on.
Let's talk about Iron Man 2.
All I got to say is Scarlett Johansson. Scarlett Johansson, you have no idea.
When it comes to Scarlett Johansson, I believe the word train comes into mind.
When I think Scarlett Johansson, all I think is, why the fuck aren't you at my house right now? Why aren't you mine?
Oh,
why
I think of
naked.
She's handcuffed to my bed. I'm sorry.
Why aren't you getting naked and changing in the back of my car?
No, but when I think of Scarlett Johansson, I think, why the fuck did she marry Ryan Reynolds? You could have been mine.
You make me throw up.
Ryan Reynolds, you lucky son of a bitch. No wonder you were called Van Wilder.
How much money do I have to pay to have one night with your wife?
And I bet you he's like,
you can't afford that, dude.
I think that's
if
the only.
You can pay me 10 times what I'm making now. Sure.
I killed Donald Trump, rob him just for that chance.
Yo, Donald Trump's getting more action than you are.
Oh,
yo, dude, freaking what's his name? Hugh Hefner's getting more than
whoa,
you did, man.
Dude.
And that dude's like fucking 90.
In that defense, Hugh Hefner's getting more than all four.
Dude, and Nicole Smith. Was getting more action.
Her husband
was getting more action than
him. Whoa, he was
90 when he died, man.
But no, all I can say is with you know
I
that whole Scarlett Johansson, I bet more or less Ronald Reynolds would get his ass whooped and Scarlett Johansson would be like, I'm in negotiations, fuck him.
Yeah.
Right. How much, bitch?
I guess we know who the new man in the relationship is.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, me.
Scarlett Johansson wears the pants in that relationship.
Fuck yeah, especially when she does a, 360?
Those really tight pants. Ooh.
Next snap.
I love that part where the driver's just like, what the fuck are you wearing?
I swear.
I was like, ooh. Well, sorry, I just caused a 3-car pileup, but it was worth it.
I'm going to buy that movie just so I can just put it in slow motion. The 360 Hurricane Rana that Scarlett Johansson did to that guy. Just so I could actually see it, because it was just too fast in the movie.
I wish I could have been that stuntman, dude. I would have loved to have taken that one.
Oh, yeah. I would have loved to.
Hey, look, her vagina. What?
Oh, I look.
I messed up.
Oh, you talk about when she was in the ring and she had her legs around the dude. I would have been like, oh, I will stay here.
Yep.
I would be like, if I'm going to die, I'm going to die.
If I had a picture.
We don't motorboat that down there.
If I could choose anything that she wore in that, you know, whole movie to have her wear right now,
was that dress?
No. What she wore when she entered that ring. Yeah. The tight pants with the blue spot and the tight white shirt.
Oh, I was looking at the dress, the black dress that she had.
That was beautiful.
That black dress. I'm not talking about the black leather suit. I'm talking about the dress, dude.
Dude, the pink dress was nice, but she had some of that bra.
That was the one I was going to mention, actually. Okay. The one
talking about. Man.
High five.
That's what I'm talking about.
Okay, now there's a lot that went on in Iron Man 2. We've got Mickey Rourke's character coming in, trying to destroy Tony Stark's reputation. You have Tony Stark at the face of death because of what's powering him and keeping him alive is actually killing him.
Yeah, the plutonium. The palladium stadium?
Yeah.
Stadium Arcadium.
Mm-hmm.
The reactor.
Yeah. Well, anyways, when you're watching the movie, you could actually see these veins that are coming out from the actual powering unit, and it starts to actually turn him kind of fucking nuts.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not to the point where he got drunk when he was at his birthday party. That was not his drunkenness. That was from the actual reactor.
Yeah.
It was like, hey, people always ask me, hey, how do you go to the bathroom in the suit?
And I just did.
And then it's got a filtration system.
You need a drink now. Stark water, made fresh.
That's Stark almost like the Jordan's cologne there with sweat in it. Oh, man. That's
the freaking best
right. But anyways, But with this movie, they did a great job. The graphics were done great. They fucked up a Rolls Royce, which I really enjoyed.
I appreciated that.
Yeah, I appreciated that, especially with doing that whole setup. Probably one complaint that I have to have is that maybe a couple of the fight sequences weren't long enough.
I agree too. I was hoping more of a Mickey Rourke Robert Downey Jr. showdown.
Yeah, I would love plus to with, see more with the other one.
Plus with War Machine, I really thought it would be a longer fight. Yeah.
I mean, I just felt that,
even Superman's fight was longer.
Back when I was younger, I remember when I saw, the Star Wars with, Darth Maul versus fucking, Ewan McGregor there and all that other shit.
Oh, yeah, with Obi-Wan.
And I agreed with my dad about this whole thing, fuck, man, he's like, That was awesome. Short. That was wicked short. With the whole laser fields, it could have been a lot.
Fight I still was complaining about that was too short? Jason Statham versus Jet Li in War. That was too short.
I really would have seen a better fight.
Leaned over to fart and it was over.
Yeah.
I missed it.
It was the end.
Yeah, I think that's the only problem that we're having with Hollywood now. I mean, this movie
fight scenes and more like what?
We've got drama. Our explanations about stuff, and there's more dramatizations in the thing.
And I like that because it brings more intelligence to the movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it does bring more intelligence to the movies, so it's not all just blowing shit up and doing everything like that.
It reminds me of
Final Fantasy. It's not a Michael Bay movie.
Whoa.
It's like a Final Fantasy game.
I was watching, Michael Bay last night. I love Bad Boys 2.
Well, yeah, but that's in that sense, it's like, yeah, that one was equal. Had the equilibrium. You're getting the fucking plot line while they're fucking driving at high rates of speed, shooting guns and blowing up ether and shit like that. So let's put it this way. If we could take that into the third movie that's coming along because of the fact that they did this whole setup where they were doing, what do you call it?
The Avengers.
Well, they were kind of setting up the Avengers shit, you know, in the middle of the movie, too, to get him to be, like, in part of it, but not really part of it.
Right. It seems Iron Man is okay, Tony Stark, not so much.
Yeah, exactly. It seemed like his narcissistic, you know, side of him, which he agreed on, you know, was kind of the thing that downed him. But that was more or less, I think, because of he was going crazy because of his own reactors was fucking him up.
Yeah.
I just can't figure out why, or if that new one that they have on him, the triangle one.
Which is what Darkheart is wearing right now.
Yes, I am. I'm actually wearing
now, does that help actually save him now?
Yeah, actually, yes.
Did that cure him?
Yes. Actually, it has cured him. If you actually see, if you look when he puts it on, when he first puts it on, it cleared up all of that.
Yes. Well, yeah, it cleared up all of that. But we're talking about that shrapnel that was stuck in his body next to his heart.
He doesn't have to worry about that anymore. Like, he doesn't have to worry about switching out those things anymore. With the he's not using that as an element anymore to power him up. He's using the new thing that he has now, the new element now, and that is not only has saved his life, but now it's a better element, and it's not going to kill him.
Correct.
So it's going to keep him alive. The same way the other one did, but longer and healthier and without the side effects.
I just can't believe how much he fucked up his house. Like,
this yeah.
Oh my god, yes.
That fight between him and John Don Cheadle was hilarious.
John Cheadle? Don Cheadle? Whatever.
Dude. I'm sorry.
It's the first part of him, it's okay.
But he was awesome. He was awesome as Rhodes. Yeah. I think he played a good Rhodes.
He was better than Terrence Howard.
He was better than Terrence Howard. I couldn't. You know what's really funny? I couldn't imagine Terrence Howard as War Machine.
I couldn't picture
now that. I actually can imagine. And you know what's really funny? Watching, like, I mean, I know it seems kind of a little racist, but watching, like, all the cartoons of Iron Man, you watching Rhodes and stuff like that, Rhodes was actually darker than Terrence Howard. Terrence Howard was a lighter, and the one that they have now is actually the same color as
the original Rhodes. But I think they should have went with Don Cheadle in the beginning.
Me too, I agree.
True.
Because that will confuse some people.
Yeah, true.
And I do have to say this too, I am really happy to see Gary Shandling do movies again, because I'm a huge fan of his. Because I used to watch his sitcom when I was really younger. And I know one of you made the comment that you think he had Botox.
He looks like shit.
I said it.
Can you imagine if, Wesley Snipes played Rhodes?
No,
he's too in debt. He can't fucking do any more roles.
He's in jail.
Yeah,
he's in jail.
Anyways, but what I was gonna say is did it feel a little bit weird to have what's his name who played Ivan in the actual suit?
Mickey Rourke.
Yeah, Mickey Rourke. Like when they popped up as like the mask and everything like that, and they showed his face, it looked a little like it was out of place. It wasn't big enough, or it was too small.
I didn't get that really. I didn't get why they had to
add him into an actual, like, an Iron Man kind of setup. I mean, it was really impressive.
Well, the thing is, you got to take a look at what, like, we could Wikipedia that later, but we have to take a look at what Whiplash actually looks like, and then compare it to,
to what they did in the movie.
Yeah, because, to what they did in the movie.
Because it seemed like it was definitely a little bit off from what I felt like they could have done. I don't think he was into the whole aspect of stealing stealing the stuff from the company. It was more or less that he designed his own stuff and made it even better.
And I do have one gripe. It's when he screamed when his father died. It didn't sound passionate enough.
There was no pain to it.
Yeah,
no, it really wasn't.
There wasn't no pain. It was just like, no.
But you have to remember, he was drunk at that point too. So, but one thing I do want to say, going back to the War Machine, Don Cheadle looks perfect as War Machine.
Yes, he does.
But Terrence Howard looked perfect as the Colonel.
As Rhodes?
Rhodes himself. Cheadle is War Machine, Howard is Rhodes. It's a more of a perfect look.
Well, that's the thing. What you have to do is you have to take a look at Terrence Howard in the War Machine suit in order to compare it.
But Don Cheadle doesn't look right as a military man.
Really?
No, he just doesn't have the look.
Matter of fact, he looks skinnier than Terrence Howard.
He is very skinny.
He's skinnier.
He's skinnier.
And Rhodes, if I remember, Rhodes was a little bit more muscular.
Then that's what Terrence Howard gave to you.
Yeah.
Plus, you know, the regular haircut and just the discipline. Because remember, Terrence Howard did.
And it's kind of funny, you know, when you watch it, and they were showing the case when they're in the case about, you know, putting the giving the Iron Man suit to the government and stuff like that.
And I was like, look at what North Korea's doing. Look what Iran's doing. Oh, they're fucking up too. Oh, look, there's my competitor.
Hey, I didn't know you were there, Hammer.
He's like, now turn to your left.
I just wanted to say that he did not get hurt.
Yeah.
He's all right. He's alive.
He was just
Sam Rockwell was great as Hammer.
I think when they were dragging him away in the cuffs and everything like that, it kind of gave you the instinctive, like, he's like, I'm going to get you. I'm going to pay you back for this. Blah, blah, blah. You know,
you haven't seen the last of me.
He's coming back.
And then, like, it pops up the fucking thing. Third movie. Blah, blah, blah. No, it's good.
Yeah, so I say he's going to be back. We know Scarlett Johansson is going to be back.
Well, Justin Hammer.
Patro
is going to be back. Well, the thing is, Justin Hammer, from, like, watching the show, reading the comics and everything like that, Justin Hammer has always been there.
Yeah.
He's always been the competitor against Stark. He's always creating suits to try to stop Stark and everything like that. The thing is, with the third movie, they should really go into the direction of Mandarin.
Yes.
You know what? Mandarin is the Joker to the Batman, the Lex Luthor or the Brainiac to Superman.
Whoa.
You know, everybody has their arch nemesis, and that would be
the Malbolgia to Spawn.
Exactly, the Malbolgia to Spawn. It's the same thing. There's always the arch enemy that has always made it harder for Iron Man, and the Mandarin is that character. Now, the thing is, who would play Mandarin? No idea.
Well, I know
it would probably have to be an Asian person. Hey, you could have Jet Li. He did the Emperor in The Mummy 3.
Oh, no, what's that?
No,
MMA fighter's name?
No. I think I have a better person. You know Takashi Kitano?
Dude.
He was the teacher in Battle Royale.
Okay, Asian. I think I know what you're talking about.
Kung Li.
Yeah, Kung Li could do it.
Kung Li, he's
an MMA fighter.
An awesome MMA fighter. He would be perfect for it.
But he's done movies, too.
He's done a couple of movies, too.
I think if you're going to go a completely different direction, bring in a whole new character... I know one character that could defeat Iron Man and the entire Avenger group that, you know, they should do.
Apocalypse?
No. Kirstie Alley.
No! Oh, I thought it was Roseanne, but...
No, Kirstie Alley already ate Roseanne.
I thought Mecha Streisand would do it.
Barbara Streisand?
Yeah.
With her nose?
Actually, Oprah and Streisand?
She would come in and she'd be like...
To take her off.
We got you a new Iron Man suit! Yeah!
Well, but, alright.
Coming out of skateboarding and stuff.
Now, the favorite part of the movie is the fact that when they're doing the whole back and forth about the government wanting to take over the machine, and he goes and turns around and says, yes, I've tried to work with these ass clowns,
but they
don't want to work with me, blah, 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 this and that, and he's like, fuck you. Fuck you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's
like, they
great.
Bleed them out and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Botox. Bad Botox.
Oh, my God. So bad Botox.
But I love Gary Shandling. He's one of my favorite comedians.
Didn't his face always look like that, though?
Like, yeah.
His face has always looked like that.
It was his lips. He was trying to talk, and his lips were still so
I'll
stiff.
Tell you, with Botox, you can never know when they're angry, sad, happy. They just have that one face.
Alright, now...
That's why prostitutes can't get it.
Let's put this on the table. What did we think about this movie, seeing that we saw it in Jordan's IMAX? Not 3D. We didn't actually have to see it in 3D this time.
I'm glad we didn't have to see it in 3D.
Yeah.
It would have probably fucking ruined it.
We could actually watch this
I was thinking, what would have been like in 3D when, like, the race cars are flying at him?
Yeah, that would have been kind of sick, but...
Or the whip coming at you, or something, you know...
Or the
I'm just glad they just made this movie just to make this movie. You know?
Yeah.
So we got two thumbs up over there, two thumbs up over there.
Yeah, I got snap, 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 and a twirl. Okay.
Thank you, Queer Eye for the trick, John. Anvil, what do you feel on this side of the table?
Two thumbs up with the bang bang.
That's right, bang bang.
Two thumbs up. Way up.
Nah, you get the Terminator, two thumbs up. Nah, this is what I'm talking about.
So we got eight thumbs up.
We have 10.
Oh, we have 10, right. Who's the...
All right, yeah.
Wait.
Oh, such a gorgeous animal.
Wait, hold on. Let Anvil speak.
We are our other friend joining us today.
Anvil gives a two thumbs up.
Great. So now we got 12 because we got the little plush little fucker. We got
and Sean Connery. Yeah, should have been Iron Man.
14. Son of a bitch.
Yes.
Money Penny. I'll Money Penny you right in the... Never mind.
Hey, Kermit.
Oh, Kermit the Frog gives it 2 thumbs up.
I give it 2.
All right, I lost fucking count. For
I give it 2. 2 thumbs up.
I suck at math. Stop that.
I give it 2 cookies. 2 cookies. Thumbs up. Nom, 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 nom.
I give it 2 thumbs up. Wait,
So as you can tell, we have 30 thumbs up for this movie.
William Shatner.
No, it really was a good movie. You definitely have to
really
see
fun. It wasn't slow paced. Good story. Although there was a time where I was watching it, it felt like there was a little bit too much going on. But at the end, it was all solved.
I mean,
okay, Mr. Motherfucker, texting in the middle of the fucking movie.
Let me tell you, just to see Scarlett Johansson is worth it, right? Just to see Scarlett Johansson, it is worth it. Okay.
Yes. Well, after knocking your dick in the dirt 20 times over,
Scarlett. I think I speak for everybody here. We love you.
Yes.
Yes.
Join our show.
Please. Please come to our show.
I do have one thing I do want to say.
What's that?
It's in movie section, but it's not about the movies.
Okay. What movie? All right. From the previews?
Well, not that.
Brokeback Mountain 2?
All right.
Electric Boogaloo?
All right. Down you.
So, we're waiting to go into this movie, and there was a Spanish group behind me. 3 children and the father.
Oh, wait. Let's do this correctly. Spanish-type people. Because we don't know exactly.
Right?
We don't know exactly the classification.
This is Anvil talking. We can give you the address.
Yo, fuck you.
So the Polish people are after you. We got the Spanish people after you. Next is going to be the Russians. And
oh, fuck Russia.
You know what?
Yo,
there's nothing but Russians living in my mom's building. No. They're gonna come after your ass, alright? As soon as the word of mouth goes, they're coming after you. You're all
right,
done.
Fine, let me do this right. So there was 3 Hispanic children, and the father just doesn't pay attention, so I'm standing there and I have his children trying to undo my boots. Alright, whatever. I pulled away. It's whatever. Then he goes off all by himself to the bathroom, leaves the kids, and they try to use my shirt and pants as jungle gyms.
Well, you know what? I have to say, I was a little fucker, too, I'd probably want to just fucking climb up you and bash you over the head a couple of times and then jump off. Because it would be so much fun.
I'm the king of the mountain.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Him swat the kid off like a fly, and the kid flies off and goes,
although then again, he'd probably get arrested for child molestation, even though...
And then I go running away, and I hide in the building, they set me on fire, and I turn to Freddy.
You were trying to be like, yeah, what do I say to a Spanish kid or something like that to get the fuck off of you? I was like, Cayete, maybe? Or, Cayete Boca?
They weren't speaking any English.
Yeah.
So,
the little girl was a fat little fucker, too.
Oh, my God, the one that was running through the bathroom?
Yeah, she was like, oh, yes.
She was the one undoing my boots.
Shit, you know what? That was like the daddy's floor. Little girl from hell.
Yeah, I know. Like, daddy's a little pervert.
Daddy, I love you. Daddy. Jesus, calm the fuck down and lose some weight.
So dad had him sitting all over the floor.
Daddy, I love you.
You're adopted.
We didn't want you.
You were an accident. Get used to it.
It's like, Daddy, I love you. Why do I have to be handcuffed to the floor? We're turning you into veal.
Shit.
Your mom's not here anymore.
You scared mom away because you're so fat.
All right, well...
You ate her! You ate her from the inside! It was horrible! It was like that scene from Alien!
They just couldn't sew her back up.
At night.
All right. We gotta put duct tape on that one. All right. Why don't we break off to sports, right?
Sports, and what the fuck happened to our boss?
This is where I shut the fuck up.
No. It's just yesterday, dude. Just yesterday. That's the only thing. You gotta let him have that.
Well, my name is Anvil.
And this is Darkhard. Shut the fuck up.
I'm trying to do this right. My name's Anvil, and I'm not an alcoholic.
No, you're just here for Sports Anonymous from...
No, I'm sorry. This is not Alcoholics Anonymous.
Oh,
this is not Anime Anonymous. This is just Anonymous Sports.
I got a text message. Should I do sports and then answer back, or answer back and then do sports?
Sports?
Sports.
Sports.
Let's take a vote. Raise your hand if I should.
We'll take a break and we'll be right back after these commercial breaks.
Wait, we don't have commercials. Oh, well, looks like we'll have to go with sports.
Have you ever had that uncomfortable feeling when the guy walks in the room?
Have you ever felt itchy down there?
What, too much?
If you got those cracks out on your nips, then that smells like you know, man.
All right. Rub it on that Vaseline.
All right, we're done with the commercial breaks. Back to sports.
Back to sports for this week. My name is Anvil. I'm also joined here by Darkheart. Thank you, Darkheart.
Oh, wait, that's the Oprah Winfrey show.
King Baby Duck and Blue Onyx. So, it's been an interesting week in sports. The Boston Bruins went up 3-0. But then they played last night and they dropped it in overtime. But it was overtime. That means it's a good game. We come home, we'll take game 5, go on to the next round.
I feel it. And it's Monday.
I feel it in my loins.
Stop touching yourself.
Yeah.
I'm not touching myself.
Yeah, well, your hands are under the table.
He gets off on men tackling each other.
Did you hear some banging?
I believe that's the NFL.
That was a fumble.
In the next room.
That was a fumble.
Oh, there was a pile. Okay. The Celtics, they got fucking blown out.
Yeah.
I'm not even talking close. I mean like 30 points. I don't know what I was watching play defense. I thought I was watching like an elementary school play defense.
Yay! Oh, it was like that South Park episode where the little hockey kids were playing the professionals and they just got the shit kicked out of them.
Oh, well, actually, you want to talk about professionals then? It's like watching the Detroit Lions a couple years ago.
What do you mean a couple of years ago? They're still fucking horrible.
Yeah, but they didn't win a single game a couple of years ago.
Oh, yeah, good point.
They at least won 2 last year. They weren't the worst team in football. St. Louis was.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. All right, but we're down 2-1. We'll see what happens. The Red Sox fucking imploded against the cranky Yankees after sweeping
the Angels.
The Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim.
Yeah, well, they're not doing too good right now.
I do want to put a quick vote out there that they should change the name back to the Anaheim Angels instead of Los Angeles.
Because it's the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim of California, of the United States of America, of North America, of planet Earth, of the galaxy.
Whoa. Actually, you got that wrong. It is the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim of Arnold Schwarzenegger's California.
I'm the governor of California. I do not condone this. I would law stating that I do not condone this.
All right, well, I have an O for fuck's sake later, but... Anyways.
Oh, for fuck you.
But right now, as I checked out on online for ESPN, the Red Sox were winning earlier. They had a 2-3 lead over the Yankees in the third, and now it's the bottom of the fifth, and the Yankees are 6-3. I don't understand.
Fuck that.
Come on, calm down.
No.
Now.
No.
Shut up, Arnold, and go use your steroids.
I'm still bad. I can still kick your ass. Get into the chopper now. Get into the chopper. I'll destroy you.
So, myself and
Detective Blue, John Kimball.
That's it. I'm killing you myself with this fucking ashtray.
Wow, he went kindergarten cop on us. myself and Blue had a little bet last week on the boxing match, and I win.
So did I.
Suck a dick.
You and I both won. But technically, you got half of it right.
But that shows the winner, but he...
Yes, but the wrong stipulation.
Yes, I said knockout, and it went the full distance. So what?
Yeah, well, you gotta watch out for them bookies. The bookies will be like, I get you on a technicality, bitch. You still owe me money.
You owe me half the money, though.
I don't owe you shit.
Technically. I'm talking about the fucking...
I'll buy you fucking alcohol.
Okay, okay, so we gotta make a bet on this one.
What, the next ones?
Yeah.
Oh,
so, we got some fights going on tonight. And there's a championship fight. I know I'm taking Brett the Grim Rogers.
I'm definitely taking the champion.
I'm taking Rogers.
Dude, Rogers is a champion, man.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that's what I'm taking.
Oh, he said he's taking the champion, which is who we're taking.
Fine, fuck you all. I'll take the guy who's the little man. I'll take the challenger.
All right, well, we're all...
Looks like we got ourselves a game. How much
we'll discuss the terms later.
Yeah. Not again!
I think we should bet ice cream.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah,
that sounds good.
Ice cream. Those motherfuckers at Dairy Troll are going to see us again and go, what the fuck are you guys doing
Richardson's
here?
Richardson's ice cream.
I don't... Richardson's?
Richardson's.
We're betting Richardson's.
We're going to the fucking Middleton?
We'll go there first.
Where X lives?
Yes, X. Anyways.
Yo, X.
Wait. Chemical X?
No. My fiance, right. But we're
well, how about there. Well, seeing that we're talking about Los and all that other stuff, how about the Los Sons?
I think that was good. I liked when they did that.
Seeing that Arizona got kind of pissed off at the whole, you know, thing, and they decided to change their jerseys.
Actually, that wasn't for that. They used to be known as the Los Sons. That's their throwback jersey.
So they threw back just to do that, more or less, because of the Spanish side of it.
They were doing it because they were trying to get luck because they were down in the series.
They're just racist.
No, they said it was because of that. That's what it said on ESPN Boston.
Well,
yep.
That's not what the team said.
No, that's what the owner
said.
That's
what they said.
I don't know. The team players, they were doing it for luck. I don't know.
I just know not to listen to you, man.
Fuck you. You know shit about sports.
Actually, I probably know more than you.
It's the sports off. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, what's going on with the Patriots? I haven't heard anything lately. What's going on with them?
There's nothing really big going on with them.
When does the fucking thing start, man? When does it start? When does the fucking training camp start?
When you're not fat anymore.
Oh, damn. That sucks.
And so they brought in...
they're in rookie camp right now.
Maury's black guy. The black guy who always telling teens to stay out of prostitution and everything like that and send them to boot camp. Yeah, he's helping out.
Yes. Basically, they just had a rookie camp. It's going to be all good. But elsewhere in football, there's been two breakthroughs over the last couple days I want to discuss. And one of them I think we might all have a discussion about.
Discussion?
First one, linebacker Brian Cushing. Last year's defensive player of the year for the Houston Texans has been suspended for the first four games of the season for violating the drug policy for roids.
Roid rage!
He's a roider.
Roar! Here he is with a rebuttal.
So
here he is with a rebuttal. Roar!
So
he smashed me back.
Instead of questions, so, let's keep it right.
So would we say that David Banner is actually on roids and just like gamma radiated roids instead of just gamma radiation?
Yes.
Okay. So when he gets angry, it's actually the roids and he turns into the incredible Roid Hulk?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, and the second thing...
That was an important question.
Yes. Hall of Famer Lawrence Taylor has been arrested for grade 3 statutory rape.
Wow.
Wait, hold on. Who was arrested?
Lawrence Taylor.
The original LT.
All right. The police arrested him at his hotel. Apparently, he paid a gentleman $300 for a prostitute. He brought him a girl who he said was 19. She wound up being 16.
Wow, they did that on purpose to him. They were just like, ha, we got you. We got you.
But... the girl and the other dude were arrested for prostitution, but LT, if found guilty, will have to register as a sex offender and do time in jail.
Knock on it. All his neighbors' doors going, hi, I'm a level 3 sex offender.
Hi.
And a former pro bowler.
It's like, I'm
the... So if I pay you money, will you shut the fuck up and leave me alone?
I know, right?
Hi, how you doing? My name's Lawrence Taylor. Here's an autograph. I'm now a sex offender in your neighborhood. Have a good day. What was that last part? I'm in the Hall of Fame?
Yeah. That's the best.
I love the press conference that his lawyer had, because he says over time, over and over and over, Lawrence Taylor did not have consensual sex with that woman. Well, you don't get arrested for rape if it's consensual.
Trying to quote Mr. Bill Clinton.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
He made sure to say consensual.
And you find out he did.
Best part is he said consensual.
Yeah, exactly. I did not have consensual sex with that woman.
No, I haven't hit that yet. Okay.
Yeah, we gotta hit that.
I do, well.
Wait, hit what?
We gotta hit that shit.
I gotta hit that.
We're smoking crack over here.
Are you two, I guess you're gonna get arrested
too.
No,
I'm in China.
I guess you're gonna get arrested too.
Hey, so you gotta prove it.
We have the audio proof, so
whoops.
You're kind of screwed right now.
Whoa. How do they know that it's crack cocaine?
Exactly. They'll find some way to put it on the black guy.
We could be smoking a hookah here. Yeah. You know, what the hell?
But I do want to quickly touch, everybody's been mad-mouthing David Ortiz in the matter of a 4-game span, he hit 3 home runs.
He is the man.
He's had 4 this season. He's already better than last year.
He is the man. I don't care what anybody says. David Ortiz is the freaking man, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah.
Oh, you think I'm playing my way here? Oh, watch this! Boom! Wait. Boom! Boom! Boom!
Well, actually, I just made a little mistake. That is the truth there, but Blue was whispering to me about Ortiz, and I thought he meant David.
I was mad talking about everything. My bad.
Tito Ortiz was arrested for...
He wasn't arrested.
They arrested him.
Well, they arrested him for abuse, but it's not fucking abuse because of the fact that his wife...
Jenna Jameson.
Jenna Jameson has been on like...
Wait, Jenna Jameson, the...
Oh, Tito Ortiz, the former... Former porn star.
Former porn star.
Married. No, no, no. She ain't no former, right? She's still doing that.
No.
No, because she's on, like, drug fucking rage fits and shit now. She's on fucking
Oxygen. Wait, hold on. She's still promoting that, though. She still has the production thing from her, in her name.
He's on that show, Rules of
Engagement. No, I don't mean anything like where he is now. She does say that. Like, the fact that she, him and her were together.
Oh, yeah.
That's weird.
They still do the production stuff. She still has her own company, though, right? She still does the
thing. She's still in the industry. It's just, it's more or less along the lines that...
She doesn't do...
She's in, like, these drug fits, and she blamed, like, Tito on, like, smacking her around and stuff like that. No, Tito Ortiz, the fucking fighter, and...
Tito Ortiz,
I blame it on Michael Jackson for beating them all the time.
If you've seen how big Tito Ortiz is, you know, you would be able to see marks on,
on her.
On her, like,
that's just like tequila thing that Sean Merriman beat her up.
It's just one of those things that it just
seems... It's a he said, she said?
Yeah, it's always the he said, she said
with
bullshit.
With no proof.
With no proof, it's like, oh, there's a bruise on me. Where? Right here in my skin. I can't see it.
It kind of faded away.
Yeah.
And that looks like a rough sex type patch. There's nothing we can do.
It's like, ma'am, the hand mark is on your inner thigh.
Thigh. Why would he just randomly hit you in your inner thigh?
Why does he have stretch marks on his back? Those look like they were grabbed from the inside of his arms to the back. Yeah, you were definitely getting missionaried, and you were fucking stretching the shit out of him. I call this out on you, woman.
It's like, ma'am, Greg, I do appreciate that I'm staring in between your legs, but come on. But you know what?
But it's just like, I know, it's just like, see, look,
as much as I'd love to continue talking about this,
as I would love to continue, I want to look between your legs right
now. Let's talk about music.
I want to talk about Smacking God. I mean, Godsmack.
Yeah, Godsmack. This came out of left field. They came out with a new album this past week called The Oracle. And in my opinion, this is like a return to form to, I wouldn't say their first album, but at least their second album away.
What was their fourth album?
I did not like their fourth album. I had a lot of bad things to say about that fourth album.
That was my favorite.
That was a tad bit dry toast, but with this one coming back, it seems like they've done a little bit more of a rejuvenation of what they had previously.
Yeah.
It's definitely, I enjoy this album. But, I mean, some of the songs I still have, like, a little bit of an issue with, but it's still a pretty damn good album.
Yeah.
I've been passing around like a hooker.
Now, what were your thoughts on it, Dark Heart?
No comment.
You're not...
He was getting blasted in the truck.
Let me tell you, I really prefer old Godsmack. To me, personally...
By the harmonica.
No, listening to this album... It still sounds like their older albums. I don't really hear too much of a difference. Besides, it sounds a little bit deeper.
Well,
but I still don't really feel a difference with this.
Well,
with
like, let's put it this way: there's usually like there's those bands that go into like an evolutionary phase. Mm-hmm. Like
why I like Mastodon.
Like, yeah. Okay, no. Like, let's take a look at this. Like, one of our favorite bands, System of a Down. We saw how they came out their first thing. They're like wearing ragged shirts, you know, all that other shit. They're all about fighting the power. Then they're still fighting about the power, even to the end of their albums. But like, if you saw the way that they dressed beforehand and the way that they ended up dressing, and then their music has definitely changed, like how the vocals are, how they, you know,
how they play.
Yeah. There's gonna be an evolution through the
even,
you know,
who's singing.
But if you've got one of those bands that's capable of staying in the same genre, if you could keep it that way, I don't mind as much, because that's the way the band is supposed to be, and not do this one big ridiculous fucking change after another.
That's what I really love about Queens of the Stone Age, because every album that they do is completely different from the past one.
Well, the thing is with Queens of the Stone Age,
Josh Homme is just a fucking madman.
The drummer has changed quite a couple of times.
The bassist. Josh Homme is really the only original member, but...
Yeah, the least had, yes.
But I have been reading that Nick Oliveri, the original bassist, might be coming back this summer.
No way, that bald, crazy bastard?
Yeah.
Oh, that would be so great.
They're on good terms again.
Finally. But, I mean, back to Godsmack, I feel that it's Sully, right?
Yes, yeah, Sully Arena.
Sully has done a great job with this one. This one, he's I like to see him doing this besides playing World Poker Tour. Like every time we like sit down to watch the fucking thing, hey, look, it's Sully again. He's playing cards. He's kicking ass in Texas Hold'em. But I mean,
and look at that. He's putting that Creed singer smashing his face in right to the table while he's playing.
Look, he's got a couple of chips stuck in his face.
Busted wide open.
Yeah. And I think Scott Shad's still singing.
So by the end, he sounds like Sylvester Stallone.
Welcome to yeah, exactly.
this game.
Now, what did you feel about
I'm
this animal?
Totally losing.
Quiet, you.
This is Anvil's time.
Stop that. That's silly. And now for something completely different.
It's
Clobbering time.
All right. Anvil.
Anvil-like music.
So, okay. Is this one of those CDs that you pop in before going in and, you know, ripping it up on the fucking football field?
Yes.
Especially crying like a bitch.
Yes. I make quarterbacks cry like bitch.
That's because you fart in their face when you tackle them.
Or and otherwise funny. The teabag. The teabag, I'm bad.
Actually, I make them cry because I tell them they have to go see your sister.
Oh! Oh! Damn it, that hurt. High five. Now, with this, how did we feel like all around the table?
Well, you know what? I'm going to give it one thumb up and one thumb sideways because, like you said, there are a couple tracks on there that I'm still questionable about, but I did love the instrumental title track at the end.
Yeah.
But I have one gripe. I bought the deluxe edition, and on the deluxe edition, it said it would have two bonus tracks.
I don't see any bonus tracks.
No bonus tracks.
Have you found them? What the?
Nope. They're not on there.
Because the Alliance...
They might... No, that. Actually, they might be hidden. We might have to look at that again.
Yeah, they might.
No.
Because, no. They might have actual hidden tracks. I've found my discs to have hidden tracks on them that I didn't even know existed.
Like, they could be, like, on another... Like, they may... Usually, like, hidden tracks are usually at the end of an album.
No, we've played a whole album.
But sometimes you have to kind of, like...
Sometimes they really do a specific pause and then they start a new song and you don't even notice.
Like, if you listen to the original version and then you can be like, oh, wait a minute, I can see where they added stuff.
Yeah.
You know?
What was the other one? Alright, well, I mean, with me, I'll definitely give it the thumbs up and the side thumb because of the fact that between King and I is what? Three thumbs all together there.
Uh-huh. Go ahead, Anvil.
Sorry. Anybody?
Anvil Smash.
Anvil Smash, so he'll give him one thumb.
Anvil Smash and Crack.
Oh my god, just talked right!
So two thumbs up? Even?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, same, okay.
Okay.
So what, 4.5 now?
Yep.
I am definitely giving this two thumbs sideways.
Ah.
So that's one.
I'm giving it two thumbs sideways. Because
yeah, so we'll just give that a one.
It sounds somewhat good, but at the same time... It sounds just the same as their other albums.
Okay.
And I like a little differentiation. I mean, like, that's why, like metal bands, like, take with, like, metal bands, like, As I Lay Dying, listening to their first album and then listening to the second album and listening to the third album, I could see how the sound quality, like, you can tell that it's them, but they change it up a little bit. Like, the drums sound different or, like
Gwar.
Like that. Like,
or at least they change guitars and actual tunings.
And like things like Mastodon. Mastodon, every single one of their albums have been evolutionary. Like, they change their sound quality. They change the way they play. You know, and I still love that drummer. That drummer can do some crazy drum.
You hear that they're going to be doing a Crack the Sky movie, right?
Oh, they are?
Yes.
No fucking way.
I actually can't wait. That's actually, that's going to be pretty interesting. I'm definitely going to be going for that because Mastodon is actually one of my favorite bands. Or like... They really are. They're like one of my favorite bands of all time. I wish I could meet them. I would love to meet
them. They usually tour with Death Clock.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Because they're really an awesome band. Like, if you haven't got a chance, let me tell you, Mastodon, get it. Remission, get Leviathan, get Blood Mountain, and definitely get Crack the Sky. like awesome, awesome albums. Just get every single one and listen to them from Remission, and then listen to Leviathan, and then listen to Blood Mountain, and then listen to the final album, Crack of the Sky. And I really hope they do come on with another album, because it was just, they're just a spectacular band.
Awesome. Now, Blahnik actually got us into a band he discovered through playing Dirt 2.
Yeah, actually, they've been kind of showing up on a lot of other things. I think I found one of the songs called Drop Audio. This was actually in another movie, and I can't remember it because it's been burning my fucking brain for, like, the last couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't remember exactly what it is, but when we were playing Blur, they have their song Lost Weekend actually in the in the starting of that, and then also Lost Weekend is in the game Dirt 2 as well.
Well, tell them which band that we're talking about.
This is the band called The Chemists. They are fucking crazy. And I love the whole fact because the name of the album's called Join the Queue. It's definitely...
Does this look like a queue to you?
More or less, with the whole chemist setup, it's not, you know, spelled with a C-H. It's spelled with a Q. And it's definitely...
Chemist.
Yeah, it's Chemist. It feels like if you were to take Prodigy, throw them into a blender, along with tossing Crystal Method,
yes,
and also the Chemical Brothers, and maybe a couple of those other trance and techno-industrial bands in there. And
Elmer Fudd.
No.
Elmer Butt-fucking-Fudd. Hey, no.
The Chemist. That's Elmer Fudd talk.
The
right
Chemist.
There.
So anyways, but
would you also maybe throw in some of, like, earlier Nine Inch Nails?
Maybe, yeah, earlier Nine Inch Nails, definitely, because of the fact of, like, how the music sounded. I felt that,
An orgy.
Yeah, orgy.
Ooh.
All right, enough with the bands, all right.
we'll paper cut you.
Yeah, exactly. With dealing with this band, I felt, like, listening to the, like, it's great album, and, the main thing that I found is that I think there's been kind of, like, an overusage of one of their beats, maybe, in it.
I did kind of notice that one.
I did kind of notice, like, this one beat that kept on going in it, but that's the sad thing was, is I couldn't help but, you know, go with it. I think it was just, it's perfect. It works with them.
It flows with the album.
Yeah, exactly. Now, did you go and look up who it was that was on their swag? It was called, I think her name is Delvine Love, and, or Delvin Love, or something like that. And I found out she's not a lead singer. She's just a special guest.
Yeah, there's a lot
but
of special
she's
guests
a
on there.
Fucking hot special guest.
Yeah.
I know Darkheart over here says, oh yeah, you want to see a hot band? What band was that again?
Lacuna Coil.
Yeah, exactly.
Let me tell you, that Italian chick is hot.
Yeah, well, but I'm just saying that this chick is really hot in the sense that she looks like the girl from Serenity. So, with that said, I have to actually look up, you know, Delvin Love to see what she actually does. I think she's more or less like, you know...
Solo artist?
Yeah, she's a solo artist, but who's that one that you like playing on the radio show, you know, show so much lately?
Hunter Valentine?
No, not her. The one with the cabaret type style.
Oh, Amanda Palmer?
Yeah, kind of Amanda Palmer, because I was looking at some of the pictures, like, on her MySpace, and it seemed like... The style of her performers on the stage kind of seemed like something back from the 1950s looking.
Oh, cool.
So it looks kind of, it's like a retrofit, and she kind of reminds me of a young Gwen Stefani from No Doubt. Mm, and I miss that. I miss that Gwen Stefani. I miss her so much because of the fact that she's become too much of this goddamn rock star fucking...
No, I don't like her music as much as I used to when they were in No Doubt.
Too much rock. It's not the rock, it's the pop.
Well, yes, rock, exactly. Pop. Oh, well, you God, know, I'm pop. Just saying rock star, pop star, whatever. Anyways, it just doesn't matter. But back to The Chemist, it's just three guys, and they fucking just rock. It's one of the best albums that I've heard lately that definitely kind of lingers in the genre of techno-industrial fucking dance music. It's awesome. I love the fact that when I'm playing Dirt 2, and I always, when I beat one of the rounds and stuff like that, and all of a sudden their song Lost Weekend comes on, I just can't help but turn up the fucking surround sound system in my basement and just start fucking rocking out and watching my video of me beating the motherfuckers on the game. Mm-hmm. It's such a great song to, like, go around whipping ass to. Especially in Call of Duty. Oh, man. I can't wait to get drunk again and fucking whip ass. I'm so done with college. Done! No, I'm just kidding.
Now, definitely, the Chemists are definitely a band that I really would love to see live.
Yeah, I want to see how they would do this, but a lot of their performances are all in the UK. Yeah. And I almost mistakenly, like, hey, they're coming to Cambridge! Oh, wait, Cambridge over in UK. Damn!
Damn, New England!
Yeah.
Stealing from Old England!
But if they could come over here to America, I'd love to go and see them in person.
And maybe interview them, too.
Yes, if we could get an interview, I'd be all for it.
Awesome. Let's move on to some video games. Let's talk about this one demo that we just couldn't stop playing.
Are we talking about Shade's Black Flame, the King Baby Duck, and Blonix sitting in the bomb shelter, non-stop 3 hours of gaming for Split Second 2?
Well, not Split Second 2, just Split
Second. Split Second!
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. 3 hours straight.
Stop it.
Of the same level, same 5-minute race, over and over again, and not getting tired of it.
Well, yeah, I sucked at it.
No, actually, that's the funny thing. This is the quote-unquote line that they said before. They said, why are we going to even try this? We all suck at at racing video games. We never win at them. And as soon as they played the first time over, they won because they had so much fun fucking up the other part of the competition. See, hear that maniacal laugh? Think about that 10 times louder. And I don't know how many times my mother upstairs was like, shut the fuck up down here! It's not funny! Anything you say, it's funny!
I'm trying to watch my late night stories!
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, but in that sense, it was hilarious because of the fact that, you know, they had such a great time playing the same fucking level over and over again, especially when doing the whole,
trying to destroy the roots to make alternate versions.
Yeah,
of it.
You could you could change the level around and even get to the point where you could turn onto the tarmac slash landing strip and actually send the plane down and come crashing down to take out like half the vehicles.
Yeah.
Even Darkheart here played it once or twice, and he ended up taking down the tower. He fucking took out four of the other guys.
Same here. Impressive. I did the same thing. Yeah, look at this. Darkheart is nodding happily.
He also used that same line. He's like, I suck at racing games.
I do.
But he played this one. He's like, I can't get the drifting right, but I fucking won somehow.
I don't know how. And that's what I like. And the drift was a lot easier, and I felt it was a little bit easier to handle than, say, Grid. Because I was trying the demo of Grid last night on my PS3, and every time I went off-road, I could not get back on there.
Well, on PS3, that's why.
No, but I played it on the 360 version.
PS3.
Fuck you. But with Split Second...
See, what you need to learn how to do is properly know how to drift when you're playing a game. It's like, they give you the leeway of sliding your car. You just gotta know how to control it. Believe me, I've played the shit out of Grid, and I knew I'd fucking drift into the millions of fucking points just because of the fact of it. Oh, it's so much fun. I wish I could actually drift in real life. My truck could hold it, but I love my truck too much.
But just from playing this one level alone in Split Second, I think we might be witnessing already the game of the year.
Yes, I feel that it's going to be one of the greatest games of the years. And the funny thing about that is it's coming out from Black Studios and Disney Interactive, which is just the biggest fucking surprise ever. I mean, especially
since... orgasming over a Disney game.
Whoa, yeah.
Dude.
Well, I mean, let's put it this way. I was orgasming over the Pure game. You know you like it.
That's
why he's going,
I was over here daydreaming about me and Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, okay.
Shut up.
Right.
Well, we're back to jerking off the corner.
She's mine!
I'll kill you, Doctor.
Mine!
But anyways, back to the whole fact that this game, that was, totally like, Pure was done by that as well. And when we went and talked to these guys at PAX East, hopefully they put us on the list. I gave them our card, I told them what we did, I told them how much I love the game, I love the idea of the game, I even played it there. I mean, I didn't win, but I was just having too much fun blowing shit up.
That was my initial reaction to this game when I tried it at PAX East. I lost, but I still had a shitload of fun blowing everybody up.
Whoa, dude. That's kind of, violent.
Well,
shut up.
I like it.
Aren't we all?
But yeah, all together, I say two thumbs up for the demo right away because of the fact that it,
This is what Chase Blackflame said. He gets bored of playing a game after 90 minutes. He played the level for 3 hours and never got tired of it.
Yeah, but he was also on a monster fit, so... You know what? No, fuck it. No, he liked it.
Yeah, considering, you know, he left and came online and talked to me till like 4:30 in the morning.
While he was telling you about it, wasn't he?
No.
Oh, okay.
Maybe he just wanted to talk to you until 4 o'clock
in the morning. He wanted to be back. I love you.
4:30 in the morning, he's like, I'm crashing.
Well, while we talk about a game that all of us got to try out, UFC Undisputed 2010.
Darker, did you get to try that out?
No, I did not.
Oh.
Well, we'll try it after we're done recording, because I think we should have a small group tournament for the fun of it.
It's all right. You know, I, it's really funny. I like watching, like, wrestling and watching MMA and stuff like that, but playing the video game... not really my favorite thing to do. I'll play a wrestling game, but play an MMA game.
Well, there's a lot more realism in Undisputed 2010 than 2009. And on top of that, there's just a lot of cool shit that they're planning for this. Like, tell them how you can actually win money.
Well, it's not like it's a new thing that has been done. I mean, a lot of games have a setup where you could go and play tournaments, but this is an online setup where you could do a whole thing with your friends or otherwise people that you make friends with. You could kind of start up your own group. Like, you know how they have, like, these MMA fighting teams, like Team Couture or something like that, and they have all those other crazy-ass things. You could create your own team. You guys will, fight each other, fuck each other up, make your guys even better because you're able to, like, upgrade them and make them learn new things and fighting and everything like that, and then bring it into the actual cage. And so when you're fighting, you can actually fight through full, complete tournaments and actually fuck people up. And then if you get to the top of the parts of the fucking tournaments that they hold... You get some fucking cash. And I mean, like, that's a sweet fucking deal. Especially playing a game that might be, like, $60, and if you pay that, you might get, like, $100 fucking back. Fuck yeah, dude!
40%!
Like, yeah, that's 40% chance of getting back money. Fuck yeah! But, definitely this is one of those games that I felt that if you could take and get a sensor system, or wait until Project Atal comes out, and do a setup where you could actually use your body as the controller... Or do it for Wii, but they would have to sacrifice some serious fucking graphics because these are very fucking top-notch graphics.
Both between very realistic.
PS3 and Xbox 360, they have done their fucking homework finally on this shit, and it's definitely very impressive, and it's going to get to the point where they're actually just going to record the actual fighters fucking each other up and just getting
into that. Well, actually, they did do some of that for this.
Well, no, but I mean, like, the you can still see the cartoonism of the skin.
Oh, you mean sort of...
But I mean, like, the actual skin texture and all that other stuff where they get it to that real port. Like, when you see fucking, when they go do the tail of the tape, you see fucking Rashad and the other motherfucker next to him. You saw Rashad's, like, fucked up face. Like, you saw, like, his eye was off a little bit, maybe here and there. But I don't know if that's true to, like, the actual picture.
Mm.
It could be, but I don't know. It felt like it was a little bit too cartoonish and he kind of looked kind of creepy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what were your thoughts on when playing this game?
I thought it was awesome. I played the game as, Quentin Rampage Jackson. I played against the other three guys.
I couldn't help but play like him too, man. He's such a good fighter.
I tried out all four of them just to see what their fighting style was like. Because this is what I love about this game is that they got each fighter's different fighting style down pat.
From like Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu to brawling to they've got everything in it.
Every fighter is different. It's not like one's a clone of another.
What, you know, in 2009, wasn't it only like one or two fucking things that they had that might not have been theirs even in the first place? Like they could have like Street Brawler and something else. And they didn't even have that on their actual cards.
Well, I found it awesome that, like, when I played against Rashad Evans, he's an upfront, get-in-your-face fighter like Quentin Jackson. And, me and him fought like that. But the other two are reserve Muay Thai fighters. And they actually did it just like the real thing.
Now, the one thing I have to say about this whole game setup is the beauty of it is like, tonight... Saying we have that one of the fights goes on with actually two of these fighters that are in this whole setup, we could actually take and put it on expert or advanced or whatever the highest one is, right? And we could leave the controller right in the middle of the thing, and they could fight each other.
We can just
like,
watch it.
Literally, you could just sit there and actually just be like, you know what? I feel like not playing right now. I want to go and watch an MMA fight. Fuck it. I'm going to put these two guys up against each other and see what happens. That's the way I like to do stuff like that sometimes.
That's
like,
what I used to do with my pro wrestling games.
Yeah, exactly.
I would set it all the way up to expert, let the two computer players go at it, and then...
Because then this actually shows you what the game is capable of, like, in moves and everything like that. Because I was still kind of trying to figure out the controllers because they didn't really give you a controller scheme, except you have to go into options and look for it. But more or less, when you're actually just doing the fighting, it did feel kind of too easy to fuck somebody up and knock them out. I mean, sometimes what I would do purposely is, you know, bink, bink, and then back the fuck off and wait for that guy to come after me and then fuck him up again. I was waiting for, you know, to do kind of like a Muhammad Ali. But it's just, it's more or less that sometimes it felt like it was too easy, but if you turned it up or jacked it up more, you were going to get fucked up.
Yeah. Well, I think it would be fun, like, if we're going to be watching a big fight, to let the computer go at it and see how close the computer actually comes.
Yeah.
Well, because the one thing that I noticed is, just because this is the demo, I did it twice. And the demo brought it to the point where it got to the second round, and within the first minute, they got one of the computers got knocked out.
Yeah.
So I can only feel that maybe that might not be the actual case right now, but when the game actually comes out, it's going to be definitely interesting.
Yeah.
Could be probably seeing one of those fights that goes to the fifth round.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in like the fucking heavyweight, or well, these are light heavyweight, you know, championship fighters.
Yeah,
right now.
Which is, you know, some really good fighters with Couture's in there, Liddell and all them.
Fuck yeah!
You know, Ortiz, so I mean, we'll see what happens.
Who did we see? Who else did I see in the actual, like, trailer? There's
Brock Lesnar.
There's Brock Lesnar, and then
who
else?
He's on the cover, so.
Where's big fucking motherfucker there?
Tank Abbott?
No, Tank Abbott.
That would be awesome if Tank Abbott was in this, because he's a really good fucking fighter. But who versus Tank Abbott that was originally a street fighter that came into UFC?
Oh,
Brain bubbler.
He's a heavyweight fighter, right?
Yes, heavyweight fighter. He was on his, like, what?
Butterbean?
Dude, no.
Butterbean hasn't been around forever, dude.
I think he's dead, though.
Anyways.
Right. And then we're going to remember after the show.
Yeah, we're going to remember after the show. We're going to be like, and then, son of a bitch!
And, you know, just have, you know, the duck right. Oh, and by the way, the answer to one of the questions is this. And they're like, what? And then they hear it, and they're like, oh, okay. That's funny. They're dumbasses.
All right, but I give this demo two thumbs up.
Two thumbs up on my end.
Same here.
So I think we've had a mostly positive show today.
Yeah, it's probably one of the most positive shows we've had in a while, because the fact is we're used to getting shoveled shit at us, and then we shovel shit right back at them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Shit in, shit out, motherfucker. That's all I can say.
But now we've got gold coming in, and then gold coming out.
No. Got that wrong, motherfucker. Gold coming in and platinum going out.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So let's wrap this up. Remember, check out our website at bostonbashbrigade.com. And if you have any questions, comments, or requests for things to review, there is our email address at thebastards@bostonbashbrigade.com.
We are also on myspace.com/bostonbashbrigade. You can contact us on there as well. And along with that, we're on Facebook with the Boston Bastard Brigade group. Yet again, we're still working on that bullshit. God damn them.
And don't forget our sisters at the Electric Sisterhood at esh.mobi. Go show them some love. And also, we have up on our website and our Facebook, the Bastards are doing a charity event. We're trying to raise money for the North Shore Cancer Walk. So please contact us and help, you know, donate some money to a good cause.
Mm-hmm. And also, don't forget to check out the new show on the Electric Sisterhood, Geek Aggro. Show them some love, too, because they're our baby brothers, and they need some love as well.
No, our baby brothers usually get into too much trouble and, you know, have babies and everything. Oh.
Yeah, that goes for you, but you're not.
Yes. Okay. So, until next time, this is King Baby Duck.
Fire! I mean, Bionic. Come on, motherfuckers!
Anvil.
Dark, saying sayonara, bitches.
We are the Bastards.
Fly away, Monic.
Yeah.
Oh.